the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys from the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Oh, hello there, and welcome to Shoddy Radio. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. You are in for a treat tonight because the show starts out with a totally hilarious edition of, I'll See You in Their Funny Papers. Then, we get a totally objective lesson on stem cells, based purely on facts, with no religious influence, from Bill O'Reilly, the science guy. And finally, after a long absence from the show, Tara returns to help out in an all-new Tara's Top 10. All that plus me, Robo Chris, the official voice of Shoddy Radio. Enjoy the show, and thank you again for all the support.
Thanks, Robo Chris. So what do you guys want to do tonight?
Let's do something light.
Yeah, let's do something. Let's lighten up the mood in here.
Yeah.
I just feel like laughing. That's the main thing. Like, I just... Part of what I like about the show is that we get to laugh with our friends.
Right. And I've got a funny pages right here, straight out of the LA Times.
Oh.
Sunday edition, so you know it's going to be good.
It's going to be extra funny.
Everything's
how,
in
how
color.
How thick is this? Is the... LA Times funny pages. It's got to be like as big as the Sacramento Bee's whole Sunday edition.
No, it's pretty slim because they just put the cream of the crop in it.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, they get a lot of. They could have. It's the LA Times. They could have any comic they want. So obviously, they're going to choose. They can be picky.
All right. So we're going to go straight, I think, to just the. The top story in the world of comics.
Okay, which is, obviously...
First one is a comic called Zits. And this is just one single panel. It's a big, wide shot here of a... what looks like a VW bus upside down in a tree. That's like, out in the snow. It's a winter scenario. And under the tires of the VW bus look like somebody's attached two long skis.
Okay.
And it's like, you can kind of see what happened here, because it's sort of going downhill, there's a ramp, and you see two teenagers talking to an older gentleman, and one of them says, "So, Dad, you know how sometimes something that seems like a really good idea turns out to be not such a good idea?" Dot, dot, dot. That's it. So you can probably just imagine what he was kind of trouble he was getting into. Borrowed Dad's car, you know?
Right.
That was pretty funny.
That, so you he crashed the car, excuse me, he crashed the car into a tree. He jumped this car into a tree.
Yeah, apparently him and his ruffian buddy went joyriding in the family VW bus.
Man.
Which we all have, all of our families.
That's funny. Really is.
All right. I think next up we'll go with a classic. This is from Peanuts by Charles Schulz. And
An oldie but a goodie.
Absolutely. It's a golden oldie.
Mm-hmm.
So here we see Snoopy the dog sitting in a bird's nest up in a tree.
Gotcha.
And he's just hanging out. And then the next panel kind of jumps into the future, I guess. He's standing on top of his red doghouse, and there's two bluebirds standing next to him. And they're talking to each other in bird talk. And then Snoopy starts to chime in, and they look at him like, hey, what are you doing talk to us, you know?
Right.
He's a dog.
Yeah, he doesn't know bird talk.
So then they take off flying, and old Snoopy, he leaps off the doghouse like he's going to fly with him. But as you can imagine, clunk, he lands on his head, and there's stars and everything. And then in the last panel, he looks a little rattled, and he's thinking to himself, I always forget, only birds of a feather flock together.
That's pretty clever though. Cause you know that expression, right?
Yeah, that's solid gold.
Well, is there anything else in there?
There's so many gems.
Now, you said, I gotta stop. You said a red doghouse. Is this a colored funnies? Are the funnies colored in this paper?
Yeah, this is the Sunday funnies.
Oh, that's right. The Sunday. I haven't read the funnies in a while. Sorry. Because I always think of them as in black and white. But man, colored comics. This is like the Cadillac of. Is Cadillac even a nice car anymore? I don't know. Is that like a dated example, calling something the Cadillac of something?
Yeah, I don't even think Cadillacs are the Cadillacs of Cadillacs. What would be considered the new Cadillac of Cadillacs?
I don't know. That's the BMW of the crop.
Unless you're like a rapper.
The Audi? Or Audi, excuse me.
The Audi.
It's like the shoddy. Well, what else you got, Chris? Anyway, are there any other funny ones in there? I mean, it's going to be hard to top those two.
So there's Marmaduke's always good.
Oh, you can't fail with Marmaduke. It's impossible.
So literally. This one, Marmaduke's in the house and he's looking outside.
Hey, Marmaduke's in the house.
Yeah, that's what I thought he meant too. It was
like, what? Marmaduke's in the house.
No, it didn't sound like an old lady. It sounded like you're like, yo, Marmaduke in the house.
Marmaduke's in the house. The new bit will be that, and it'll just read Marmaduke. We'll just call it Marmaduke's in the house. He's looking outside the window, and it's snowing, and then he starts barking at the snow, I guess. And then his master is just sawing logs on the family.
Wait, is Marmaduke black?
Anyway, Jesus.
Oh, that's right. They're colored comics. I'm sorry. It's not black and white.
You are funny. So Marmaduke's owner is just snoring away on the family easy chair.
Right.
Marmaduke walks up, clomp, 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 you know, real graceful like always.
Does it actually say clomp, clomp, clomp?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Of course. And old Marmaduke, he wants to go for a walk. Weather be damned. That's just me saying that.
Wait, I'm sorry. He
wants to go for a walk, so he's trying to wake up his master. And he brings the leash, and the master's still snoring. And then he's clumpity, clumpity, clumpity. And then he comes back, and it clearly Marmaduke has brought his master's hat, his sweater, and an overcoat. And he goes, oh, want to go for a walk? Because he just woke up. That dog just wants to go for a walk. Old Marmy. Oh, yeah, and Marmaduke has snowshoes on, apparently. Maybe that was the joke.
Maybe that's even better.
I don't know if that's the joke. I think he that just adds to the fact that he wants to go for a walk really bad.
I'm not even I just want to read this to you. After that, the last panel of Marmaduke, apparently people mail stories into Marmaduke, and then that's what I'm guessing. Okay. That's what it looks like this is. Then they get like a panel about their letter. So this is a thing called Dogs Gone Funny, and it says, Joseph F. Gennardo Jr. told Marmaduke that he and Great Dane Molly had a few dances at an outdoor party. And then there's a drawing of this guy dancing with a tall dog, and this man and woman couple are dancing, and there's like musical notes in the air.
I do not know what you're talking about.
I made that.
I have no idea what that means or what's happening right now.
Here, look at it. Just look at it.
Wait.
Here, look at it.
Let me see.
So somebody wrote a letter to the editor of Marmaduke, or the author, saying, "Hey, I danced at a party with my dog last weekend."
And then so they put Marmaduke?
And he wrote to Marmaduke's creator. And Marmaduke.
Oh, Nala. Oh, and he and. I get it. So his. He. This guy.
This guy. And
owns a
dog.
Great Dane named Nolly.
Yeah.
And they had a few dances at an outdoor party. Oh, God. What? That is so confusing.
I know it is. And I didn't make it any easier.
I don't mean. I'm just saying, why would you put that in
but
there?
But can you imagine the person who takes the time to write a letter to Marmaduke to tell them about a funny thing that happened with them and their dog once, which may or may not have actually happened.
Nor was it funny.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
And Marmaduke saw fit to print that.
He printed some guy's letter in his...
He printed a letter about a guy telling a story about a time that he danced with a dog.
Shoddy Radio. Bill O'Reilly,
the science guy.
Bill O'Reilly,
science guy.
Bill. Bill O'Reilly,
the science guy.
Science rules.
Fucking thing sucks.
Bill O'Reilly,
the science guy.
Inertia is a property of matter.
Bill. O'Reilly, the science guy.
Bill O'Reilly.
The science guy.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
Andrea, Aurora, Indiana, what is your view on stem cell research? You know, look, I need to sit down with the guys involved with that before I make a decision and spout off the top of my head. You know, I'm generally a pro-life guy. I believe that life begins at conception. I think the human DNA proves it. It looks to me like you can do the same bang for the buck with adult stem cells that you can for fetal stem cells. If that's true, then I don't want to be harvesting fetal. If it isn't true, then I want to hear it.
Bill O'Reilly, the science guy.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Just search Shoddy Radio on Facebook.com and click like. Got a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com. Want to hear your voice on the show? Leave us a message at 7-SHODDY-NOW. That's 774-633-9669. And most importantly, leave us an iTunes review.
So we finally got Tara back on the show.
All right.
And she's going to be participating in tonight's Tara's Top 10 Countdown. It's actually a very special Tara's Top 10 Countdown. And it's not with Wally. It's actually with somebody else. But before we do that, I think Ben wanted to, Ben had something he wanted to tell you, Tara.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Well, first off, let me just say I've been very worried about you.
We all have.
I have.
Aww. You guys are nice.
I've been so worried about what you've been up to that I don't think I fed my kid today.
I don't believe that for a minute.
You're making me a worse father and husband because I'm just so damn worried about what you've been up to.
Yeah, we've been worried sick, Tara.
You guys have been up waiting for me.
I've been so worried that I've lost so much weight that I'm down to 210.
I was sending Tara text messages randomly. I missed her so much. I sent you like maybe three of them over the past 6 months.
You wrote me a text that said, "Hi, Tara." And when I wrote you back, I said, "Hi, Chris." And then you never replied.
Yeah, because I thought you were being smart. I was like, "Hi, Chris. Like, what the fuck do you want with me?"
Wait, you did a lot of projecting there, Chris, because all she wrote was "Hi, Chris," and you're
fucking nervous, bitch.
She exactly mimicked your text back to you, and you read in all this sarcasm.
If I want to be mimicked, I'll just talk to Oliver Bot.
Well, I appreciate you guys being worried, and I told Danny, I wrote Danny a poem. He's going to send it to you guys.
Yeah.
It's for all of you. It's an apology poem.
Should I read it on the air? Or would that, maybe we'll just do, we'll save that for another time.
Or we can. Are we on the air right now?
Well, I'm recording, but I have
we're streaming live.
I have a plan for tonight.
Okay. But yeah, you're welcome too. I don't care if you do or not.
Can I ask Tara a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
What does it feel like for you when you listen to the show and you hear Wally doing Tara's top 10?
He bummed me out. I mean, Wally's really funny, and I know that because he's really, active in the pun world of the top 10.
Yeah, he's active in the pun creating category.
Yeah, so I know that he's a very funny guy, and I don't know much else about him. But today I listened to the latest podcast you guys did, and it's Tara's top 10 countdown with Wally. I'm like, oh man, I'm all bummed.
Well, it is, the production values definitely didn't bum you out.
You'll be like, huh?
I said, well, definitely the production values didn't bum you out.
Yeah, it was
so seamless. Made me laugh.
We put a lot of work into that.
Oh, but you know, I miss doing it because it's funny to me, and I like talking to you guys.
Well, we're going to do another one right now. We're going to do a Tara's top 10, but this is going to be a new one. I'll play the intro in a minute, but this is Tara's top 10, but this is with Chris. Top 10
Countdown
with Chris. Tara's top 10
Countdown
with Chris. Chris, believe it or not, participated in a pun list. It was for my birthday when we drove. We actually were driving up to visit Wally, and Chris was in the car with us. And this is what a good friend Chris is. Chris, for 5 hours from like 9 o'clock at night till two in the morning or something like that, sat in a car with me, Jamie, Shoddy, and texting back and forth with Wally. Coming up with a new pun list. And Chris, why don't you give the category for this pun list?
Oh, wait, before you do that, first of all, I am shocked.
I know, right? And he actually didn't seem for the first hour he didn't seem too miserable.
But then, there's a certain point where you have to say, let's just stop doing this. Everybody stop. I don't want to hear any more. What is the category, Danny?
Well, the category, actually, Wally came up with the category. So, but I'll let you take
what
it
What is
here.
The category?
The category is groups and poops. So it's it's basically, you know, like bands or musical groups and, you know, I don't think I need
and
to explain
poops. Number 10.
Oh, my gosh.
Stool.
This is going to be weird because it's going to take longer because Chris is actually going to have to wait for laughter. Unlike Wally and Tara, who can just bang through them.
I almost didn't want to put that one in.
Oh, I insisted that one went in. That was one of my favorites.
Okay,
that's great.
Number 9 is one of my favorites. Smashing Blumpkins.
We should explain what a Blumpkin is, just in case anyone
doesn't
know.
Yeah, exactly. What is a Blumpkin?
Chris, this is more
It's when a girl blows me while I'm pooping.
You specifically or just people in general?
Oh, yeah, I guess other people do it, too.
I gotta ask, though. Has that honestly ever happened to you, Chris?
No, it's never happened. I've been blown on a toilet, but my pants were on.
Like through your pants? That makes no sense.
Yeah, what do you mean your pants were on? You just mean you didn't have them around.
You didn't do that
shitting.
Move where you stuck your dick through the zipper, did you?
He actually had it through a popcorn thing. And for some, they're like, why do you have popcorn on the toilet?
No, I've never had a Blumpkin, but I have received a hand job while farting.
That's disgusting. I can't believe girls actually do that, or guys.
Well, I think she might have pulled it out of me, to be fair.
I don't think she means the farting it was thing. The torch. I think she means the Blumpkin.
Oh, the Blumpkin. Yeah, no, I don't know. I've never been able to do that.
I don't know. I've never wanted that.
Yeah, me neither.
How do you even have a hard on when you're taking the crap anyways?
Well, you don't have to be hard to get blown.
Oh, man. Oh my god. This is so far, this is the best top 10 list. We're only on 9.
Number 8, corn.
But this one's it switched back and it's spelled with a C now. I knew Ben would love that one.
Holy shit, that's good.
Oh my gosh, I'm crying. This is fun. This is great. All the fun without the work. Keep it up, Chris.
So number 7, we're going to kick it old school with Creedence Brownwater Revival.
I don't know what order these are in.
I put these in order of my own choosing. Number 6, Hot Hot Sheep.
That's, I think, my favorite.
I think Ben liked number 5.
Yeah, number 5 is right up Ben's alley.
Death Crap for Tootie.
Wait, did you say Death Crap for Tootie?
Yes. It's so mature. This is without a doubt the most mature thing that's ever happened on this show.
I like number 4. This is one of my favorites. Stink 180 poo.
It's your deliverance that's so funny. It's like you can't get it out of your mouth fast enough.
That's appropriate for this list.
That's what she said.
Blumpkins again?
Well, she was giving me a limp. Blumpkin.
Limp Blumpkin. That's a good band name.
Oh my gosh.
All right. What are we on?
Okay, number 3. One of my favorite 80s bands, the P50 Poos.
and P is spelled P-E-E, by the way. It's weird seeing Chris enjoy a top 10 list.
I know, because after he reads them, I just, in my head, I can imagine the little smirk he has on his face. I think that's what makes it funnier for me. I know the exact face that he's making.
Oh, God. Number two, Tori Amos.
I thought you were just going to say number two. And then
and the number one group in poop, Rage Against the Latrine.
Ben, you have no idea how many didn't make the top 10 list.
Are there any?
But I think number eight was the best one. Like, Ben always likes number eight. Number eight was corn, right?
Yeah.
Wait, you know what's so good about that is it's so simple, but it's so good. Like, you didn't have to fancy it up.
Right, I know. Yeah, let me see some of the ones that didn't make the list that were really good. Oh, we for Stink 180 Poo, we also had Blink 180 number two. Depeche Commode, Skid Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Turd Eye Blind.
That's pretty good.
Or Brown Eye Blind. Stink Floyd. Smelly Dan. Squeezer.
Squeezer, that's pretty good.
The Digestive System of a Down.
That's a good one. That sounds like a shoddy one.
Yeah, I think actually it was. Well, anyway... So Tara, if you're willing, we'll try to get you on at least occasionally to do Tara's top 10.
Yes, you guys. I'm sorry, I've been absent. I've been, you know.
No, you have a life to live. I totally understand. And also, do we have your blessing for Wally to step in? Is it okay? As painful as it is for you to listen.
Are you kidding me? Yes, I've listened to him. He does a great job, and he's a really funny guy. So you know, I kind of like it. And Wally, or he can have his own theme song, you know.
No. Forget that. He does. It's called Tara's Top 10 with Wally. I put a lot of effort into that.
Yeah, by all means, I think Chris was really well received as well. So yeah, I think we should do some.
All right, Chris. Well, what about a live Blumpkin on the next show? How do you feel about that?
You want me to receive a Blumpkin live?
Yeah, on the show.
What are you going to be doing?
You know.
You're going to be on the other end.
Exactly.
Because we know the smell of shit doesn't bother Danny.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for having me on again.
Okay.
I can't wait to do another top 10.
Thanks for coming on. We'll hear you in 3 months.
No, it will be sooner than that, I promise.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you.